From WTIP, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson.
I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
And I'm Kara Thomas, and here are some of the stories we're following this week. The Minnesota Department of Education has rejected Lake Superior School District's application to go to a four-day school week this fall. The district wanted to make the switch to save money, but in a letter from Commissioner Alice Segrin, the department cited several areas of concern with the district's application. Segrin's letter said some information was missing or vague. In particular, the district listed an approximate percentage of savings rather than specific dollar amounts. The letter also says the district's application lacks evidence of broad community input during its development of the four-day plan. The commissioner's letter also said the district did not include documentation that it held any community meetings specifically designed to address the proposal for a new schedule. The district was told it needed to submit a strengthened application for review, and if approved, the four-day week could be implemented in a future year. Presumably, that could push the district plan into the 2011-2012 school year. However, the door was left open for an attempt to seek state approval for implementing this fall. District Superintendent Phil Minkinen reportedly has responded to the commissioner's office. The district submitted its application to the state in May after the community voted down an operating levy. The shorter school week was estimated to save about $250,000 annually, mostly in transportation costs. The fear was, without switching to a four-day week, the district would slide into statutory operating debt. The district's draft 2010-2011 budget shows an estimated $400,000 deficit, this after cutting $1.5 million from the current budget.
At Wednesday's special school board meeting, ISD 166 board members discussed their options on a four-day school week and an operating referendum. Later at their regular meeting, they decided against the four-day schedule and increased the amount they will ask voters to approve in an operating referendum this fall. Prior to the start of the regular meeting, a number of parents with children in the school made comments to the board. Andrew Warren lives at the east end of the district.
All three of our children who are still in the school now are very much opposed to it. They feel like they're going to be getting home too late. They feel like they enjoy going to school, and a day stuck out on County Road 14, an extra day on the weekend, is not something that they would look forward to.
Maureen O'Phelan said the disruption of the four-day schedule was not worth it.
So instead of spending so much time on this new four-day week proposal, why can't we address the core issues? I, along with many other community members, have many suggestions that would assist in making classrooms more effective for our children. So I'm respectfully asking you to sit down with our community, that means us, and look at the product we now have and begin work on improving what's presently in place.
Steve Lack and his wife have two boys in the school.
I think it's too much for the kids to cram, to teach them in just 4 days. I think with this facility that we have, we're blessed to have it. And we should take every advantage to use it for 5 days and teach the kids and get them a good education.
After 2 years of research and discussion, weeks of seeking input from the community, and numerous other public and private encounters, board member Leonard Sabanya summed it up this way.
I'm getting disgusted with working on the four-day week. How many meetings have I gone to? And I've gone to all of them. We have a referendum coming, and we should be devoting our time to that.
Member Rod Wanabu said they were either going to approve the four-day schedule or not, and while he thought they should, he acknowledged the time might not be right. Member Eric Kemp moved to not approve a four-day week.
We have a lot of challenges facing us right now, and a change to a four-day, not only is it not popular with the public, and I'm putting that mildly, it's not the right choice right now.
Sobanya seconded the motion, and the vote was 4-1 with Wanabo voting against the motion. Chair Bill Huggins said he did not feel the four-day schedule was necessarily a bad way to go, but the community seemed to want more information before it could be successfully implemented. The board then unanimously voted to authorize the administration to work with the district's bond attorneys on an operating referendum resolution including revenue of $650 per pupil unit, as well as the appropriate ballot wording. The board went into their special session looking at a $595 per pupil unit figure. Superintendent Beth Schwartz said that even if the measure passes this fall with the increase, the district will still face a $32,000 average yearly budget shortfall.
County Auditor Treasurer Brady Powers received the first figures from the Department of Revenue for collection of the 1% local option sales tax. The total transferred from the state to the county was over $33,000. The last time the tax was collected for improvements at the North Shore Hospital, it generated around $1 million per year. Powers anticipates a great deal of interest in the sales tax collection figures because he says it's probably the best indicator of how the local economy is rebounding. For WTIP News, I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
I'm Jay Anderson.
And I'm Kara Thomas.